want to welcome to the Quick Cast. My name is Becca Syme. I am an author success coach, and I have been the host of this channel for almost 5 years now, closing in on 5 years. And we have been doing a lot of content over those 5 years in various places, both on this channel and in other locations. And we consistently get questions referencing things that we say a lot in the podcast or that we assume that everyone knows. And so I'll just randomly drop things like QTP or author alignment. And sometimes when people haven't been listening since the very beginning, they're not quite sure what some of these terms mean. So we've decided to do a quick series of primer episodes, and they're going to be short. The goal is to keep them around 10 minutes or less. Don't hold me to that, though, because I'm not 100% sure I can stick to 10 minutes on some of these topics, but they'll be as short as I'm humanly able to make them. And we will release them on this channel, and hopefully they will help you to catch up with some of the lingo that we use. And additionally, to do maybe a little bit of a deep dive into a concept that, hey, I may not have even explained it before. Who knows? But if I have, and you've heard this before, feel free to skip to the next episode. But my goal is to try to give as clear of a definition of some of these terms and phrases that we use consistently as possible. And of course, when you have a question like this, the place to start, like, where do you even begin trying to explain all of the different things? And so I thought I would start with maybe the most big picture question that we get, which is the thing that we do here, right? Like what Becca, me, and all of the coaches at the BFA, the Better Faster Academy, what do we do? And I say we do author alignment. And what does that mean? My coaching makes a fundamental assumption that we are all different and that those differences matter more than anything to how we will or will not be successful. So let's talk about it. The unfortunate truth behind the methodology that we use, which this isn't something that a lot of people like when I say it out loud, but if you search your heart, you know it to be true, which is that you can't be excellent at everything. Instinctively, we know, even if we don't want to admit, but we know we can't be excellent at everything. And we know we are not capable of absolutely everything. And you'll always hear people who are like, well, I'm really well-rounded. I'm really good at everything. But as you push them in that direction, it's like, oh, but there are things you're not good at. You just don't want to be good at them. So you think that that doesn't count, right? But in general, most people, when we ask them this question, they acknowledge, yes, I know I can't be good at everything. I certainly can't be excellent at everything. But the extent to which that matters is really important. If you have ever listened to someone talk about why they are successful before, and you hear them say something like, well, just work hard, just put the hours in, just set a goal, just meet the right people, just make a good video, just make a good ad creative, just write a good blurb, just write a good book. Do you hear the word just in there a lot? That was intentional. The word just is often a signal for something that someone is good at, that they do not know they're good at. They don't know that they have a capacity that other people don't have in that area. So they will say just because it seems like something that they're just able to do. And it might actually be something that they have worked hard at in the past to develop in themselves. But because of the strengths theory, which we'll talk about in a later primer, so I won't get all into that. So you can listen to that when it comes out. But because of the strengths theory, we know that when people are really good at something, they get so much better, so much faster than other people do at an exponential rate of growth. So when you are really good at something or you have a natural talent or instinct, it matters a lot that your capacity to do that thing multiplies the more that you work on it. And so author alignment essentially acknowledges that we are all extremely different. And those differences sort what we are capable of doing easily and quickly into categories. Sort of like if you had a whole bunch of tools on a table and you were looking for a tool to do a specific job, and you were saying to yourself, I need a tool that is shaped like this and that performs this thing and that I can carry in my pocket. And you had this list of attributes that you wanted the tool to be able to accomplish. And then you looked at all of these different tools on the table and you looked for the tool that could do all four of those things. When you pick up that tool, you acknowledge by nature that the other tools on the table can't do all four of those things in the same way that this tool can, regardless of whether or not they could form some level. Like we talk often about hammers and screwdrivers, right? Like you could hammer a nail with a screwdriver if you really wanted to. It would be wildly inefficient. And why not just use a hammer, essentially, right? But you could hammer a nail with a screwdriver. It's something that it could technically be capable of doing under the right circumstances. But the hammer is made for that job. And it has all of the qualities in that column that you need when you say, I want to hammer a nail. It has all four of those things that you need. And so when you look at that tool and you select it, by nature, you acknowledge that other tools are not able to do that job. The problem is with many of the jobs in this industry, we attach value to being able to do them in a certain way. And then we attach a negative value to not being able to do them in a certain way. And the example that I always use in this instance is writing quickly. We have attached a value because of the publishing craze of 2010 to 2017-ish, the gold rush. We have attached a value to writing quickly that doesn't innately exist. Like speed isn't innately more righteous than not speed. Like those two things don't have any moral value to them, but we've attached a moral value to them, especially if we happen to be a slower writer or a faster writer, which is interesting. Just on a side note, faster writers feel just as judged as slower writers do. So I think the moral of the story is that we all feel judged all the time. And we probably are, to be fair. But there is no instinctive value to being one way or another. There is no one way to be that means you are going to make all of the money. It just doesn't exist. And that's one of the things that we study. But author alignment is essentially all of those qualities in a row of that one tool that you're looking for. Author alignment is saying, you know what? I'm a hammer. That means I'm probably going to be good at this, 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 and this. So how about we stop holding ourselves accountable for being a screwdriver, guys? Like, let's just let the hammers be hammers and the screwdrivers be screwdrivers. That's the goal of author alignment, is that there is no one correct way to be. The problem, though, is that we get into these advice vortexes in this industry where we have attached a value to being wired in a certain way. We've attached a value to being able to produce things in a certain way, rather than acknowledging that often the way that I'm wired isn't just a detriment to me. It's also something, it's all mashed up with the things that I value about myself or the things that I value about the world. And the reason author alignment is so important to us is that when you are a particular type of person and you're holding yourself accountable for being this other kind of person, this thing that you are not, then you are always going to feel like you're not measuring up. Whereas if you look at, wait, but what am I and how do I be what I am to the best version of myself, then that is where the gold of alignment is. And part of the issue with alignment in particular is that there are things that we can have in common with each other that are irrelevant to alignment. So there are certain things, for instance, like how much money I make is irrelevant to alignment. How I organize my platform is irrelevant to alignment. There are certain things that are not correlated or caused by any particular personality trait. But because when we look at someone and we think, oh, they're in my genre, or, oh, they're making a lot of money and I want to make a lot of money, then there are certain things that we look at and we very quickly try to form alignment principles where there are no alignment principles. And I don't know how other people describe alignment, but this is how I think of it in my head. But all we do is say how that wiring is executed matters and how you make your decisions, and maybe consider letting go of some expectations or saying no to some things, or frankly, completely winnowing certain strategies and tactics out of your vocabulary because they just aren't a good fit for you. And this might be something as big as, you know, with the Enneagram in particular, like, what am I afraid of? Or what do I want most in the world? And it might be something as easy or small as, where is my best energy in the day? So alignment as a concept is taking something that I know to be true about me, something that is, and this is so important, not a flaw or a fault, but is a good thing about how I am wired. And it's taking the good things about me and saying, I think there's some value here, and I'm going to align myself to these particular strategies and tactics as a way of acknowledging and maximizing my abilities, rather than trying to make myself be this different kind of tool. So then alignment as a concept, which is what we deal with on this channel, basically, that's the only thing that we deal with, right? Is trying to figure out the user's manuals for you, for what type of tool you are in particular. It's also why we have to do so many individualized options, like why so many of the episodes I'll say, this is only going to apply to people who feel this way, or who have this background, or who have this environmental cue, or who have this personality type. And author alignment as the general rule is something that is so individualized and it is so unique to you that it really does mean you have to do some deep diving into some of these concepts. And so author alignment as a big picture is about letting go of what I don't need to be doing and drilling down on what is really for me and what is going to make me feel and be the most successful. So when we talk about author alignment on this channel, our goal is constantly to try to help you say no in a smart and strategic way to things that you just don't need to be worrying about because they are not in your best self. Like, they're not in your best work. They're not in your user's manual, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you will join us for future episodes on this channel, and I will see you on the next QuickCast. Bye, everybody.